Hello, this is Roy Lilly. I'm in a bit of a quandary, more of a dilemma. I'm not quite sure what to do, how to come at this. Let me try. If I just bought a new car and said I'm really pleased with the car, it's economic, really comfortable to drive, loads of room, plenty of space in the back for the kids, the golf clubs and the shopping, it's got self-parking. If you're looking for a car in this price range, I'd thoroughly recommend it. You'd probably say that was okay, even though I owned one. If I said I've just been on holiday, a really great hotel, there's a fantastic pool, things to do for the kids, the bar was open all day, the food was great, the staff were lovely, and if you're thinking of taking a break, I could certainly recommend it. I think you'd say that was okay. If I go to a restaurant and had a really good meal, you'd be okay if I recommend it to you. Personal recommendations are very valuable. Trustpilot is hugely popular with organisations, shop services and customers who get a feel for what's what. Now, here's my problem. I want to recommend a book. My difficulty is this book contains contributions from the erudite and the knowledgeable, is a really good read, covers a complex topic refreshingly well, and I'd like to thoroughly recommend it. My problem? I've contributed to the book. Now, hands up, I'm not getting any royalties, none of us are, they're donated to the Doctors Association, and I've only written a page and a half of personal reflections, but nevertheless, I think you might rightly turn your nose up at a recommendation for a book from one of the contributors. Well, let me tell you a bit more, and then you can be the judge. The book's called Why Can't I See My GP by Dr. Ellen Welsh. What Ellen Welsh has done is to collate and connect us with other doctors who share their experiences of being a GP in the NHS. Their stories. Interesting. Is there a more powerful way to communicate than through stories? You can probably guess that many of the observations are less than flattering, but it's not just a moan fest. It's packed full of facts and figures and graphs and numbers, information, and it's a history lesson from post-war Britain to now. For that alone, I think it's worth the money. And we're probably all well used to GPs having a whine and switch off. But, and it is a big but, we should try and understand what the real issues are. This fast-paced book does a really good job of laying bare what a rotten job being a GP can be and why. The reality. Do you know, we get over 90% of our first contacts with the NHS through GPs for less than 11% of the budget. Just think about that for a moment. Less than 11%. Add to that, GPs are struggling to cope with as many as 90 appointments a day, more than three times a recommended safe limit. GPs see over a million people a day. That's the entire population of the UK every 10 weeks. The pressure's enormous, the error risk's sky high, it's knackering and unsafe. All of this comes with the personal sacrifice that is so brilliantly exemplified in this book, and that's why I think it's worth a read. However, my real recommendation and why I want you to buy this book comes at what happens from page 118, chapter 6 onwards. It's a proper grown-up, sensible discussion of what we could do to put things right. And the list on page 133, well, you should buy the book, rip it out and send it to every MP. It dives into interesting comparisons with other countries and the art of the possible. For me, watching the demise of family practice morphing into industrialised care, navigators and Zumba classes is a tragedy. I can't imagine a greater privilege than being at the heart of families and their confidences and happenstances. I want to be a GP. I want GPs to want to be GPs. And I want us all to want it to happen. Dare I quote from my contribution? Well, I will. It's only three lines. Once we reached out our hands for help, now we click our fingers and demand it. Soon, we'll look at the spaces between our fingers and wonder what we've let slip through. You know, it doesn't have to be like that. And oh, look, I wasn't going to say it, but I will. This is a great book. Please buy it. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again real soon. Bye-bye now.